Hello, my name is Steve Wilbraham, and I'm the senior pastor of Congregational Presbyterian Church. We are glad to offer these audio sermons for our congregation and for those interested in learning more about our church and the Christian faith. We invite you to visit us, to meet our pastors and members, and to join us in the journey of faith. The mission of our church is to know Christ, to become like Christ, and to share Christ. Now, on to the sermon. In our Sunday mornings together, we have been looking at Jesus' teaching in the so-called Sermon on the Mount, which we find in Matthew chapters 5 through 7. Chapter 5 begins with a listing of the Beatitudes, as Jesus calls attention to the attitudes of our hearts. Where is our focus? Is our focus on God? Is our focus on people who are in need? Is our focus indeed where God's focus is? The intent of Jesus is to help us to have hearts that are more like the hearts of God. And as those hearts are being transformed in an inner way, Jesus goes on to say that outwardly we will begin to exhibit to the world what God has been doing in our hearts. We will, he says, become salt and light in the world, impacting the world around us for God. Jesus then goes on to talk a little bit about the law and the meaning and the purpose of the law, stressing that he did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. And he gives a series of 6 different scenarios where he helps us to understand how to correctly apply the law of God to the real everyday issues that we face in our lives. Next, we looked at Jesus talking about the importance of when we do good things, not doing them for the purpose of receiving praise from other people, even receiving praise from God. God does not ask us to do good things in order to be praised, but to do them for God's sake. And again, Jesus using some practical everyday examples from the life of the Jewish community in which he lived. He said, when you give to the needy, when you pray, when you fast, this is how to do it in a way so that you're doing it for God. And indeed, let all that you do be done for God's sake. Today, we are looking at another passage in Matthew chapter 6. And in this passage, Jesus is talking about the kingdom of God. He says in verse 33, seek first the kingdom of God, because he's just told us some things that we shouldn't be seeking first. In the language of the sermon title for today, our primary concern is to be the kingdom of God. So do not let other things in your life be your primary concern. Let's see how Jesus talks about that again in Matthew chapter 6, and I'm going to begin reading in verse 25. This is Jesus speaking. That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you will have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing. Yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today.
So Jesus is essentially asking, what are you thinking about? Where are your thoughts directed? What occupies the attention of your mind? Because there are certain things that God doesn't want you to worry about. He wants your primary concern to be on the things of His kingdom. There is a song that we sing. Beth actually paid it as part of the prelude to the service. If you notice that tune, you're familiar with it. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. See, it's not that Jesus is saying that we should not at all be caring about these kinds of things of the earth. It's not that they have no importance. Things like food and clothing and money and other, many other things that we could mention. Jesus is not saying we should disregard them. What He is warning us against is being so intent on them, so focused on them, so concerned about them, that essentially we make them into our gods. We end up worshiping them. And we do that when we spend an inordinate amount of time and attention and thought on how to accumulate the things of this earth. And then once we have them, how to hang on to them. See, this is where the worry comes from, he says. You worry about how am I going to get it? How am I going to make it mine? And then, once we have it, we have anxiety about somehow we're going to lose it. How do I hold on to it? How do I make sure nobody takes it from me? How do I make sure that these things stay with me? And so we become anxious about these things. If we don't have them, we're anxious about getting them. And if we have them, we become anxious about losing them. That's what Jesus is talking about when He's saying, don't worry about these things. It's not that He wants us to be careless, as in, I couldn't care less. Jesus isn't saying that. That's unrealistic. Of course, we care about these things. But He wants us to be free of the kind of care that produces anxiety and worry. And the way we do that is that we make the kingdom of God our first priority, our primary concern. And we can even use the language of accumulation and security with the things in God's kingdom. Spiritual things. We don't accumulate them in the same way in a quantifying sense, but the quality of what God has for us is something truly to seek. A closer relationship with Him. A closer relationship with our brothers and sisters in Christ. To spend time in things that God calls us to be involved with. In worship. In fellowship. In the study of God's Word individually as well as with a community of other people in small groups and so forth. To be involved in ministry, in giving to others. And caring about mission in the sense of beyond just kind of the community in which I'm in, to an extent throughout the world as God calls me to be involved. These are the things of the kingdom of God and, in a sense, are good things to be accumulating. But we never should be worried about those things either or be anxious about those things, for we recognize that God is in control. That God is the one who is working in us and through us. But yet they ultimately are all His. And so we don't need to worry or be anxious about the things in the kingdom of God. So how do we become less worried and anxious about the things of the world? Again, going back to the song, if we eyes are on Jesus, then all of those things start getting dimmer and dimmer. And the more, if you will, out of focus that they are in your life, The less time you spend, focused on them and looking at them and thinking about them, the less they're going to impact your life. The less you're going to worry about them, the less anxious you're going to be about them. So it's not just sitting down and kind of, I won't worry, I won't worry, I won't worry. That probably isn't going to happen. It's not going to work. But Jesus says the way to do it is to focus on His Heavenly Father. Now, why would that make a difference? Why would that help us not to be co-concerned about all these other things? Well, He tells us. He says, look around at the world that your Heavenly Father has created. Look, for example, at the birds. He created them. Do you see how He takes care of them? How much does a bird worry about accumulating food and storing food and so on? He doesn't, because He doesn't need to, because His Heavenly Father takes care of him, and He doesn't even know that. He's just living His life. But God has put things together in such a way that in His care and in His providence, He is taking care of that little part of His creation, the birds. Or look at the lilies of the field. Aren't they beautiful? How hard did they work to make themselves beautiful today? How much time did they spend in front of the mirror today? How much time did they spend at the store buying nice clothes to put? They didn't have to do any of that. God has done it for them, and they're beautifully clothed because God provides for them, and it's a wonderful thing. And then He says, don't you realize that you are much more important than the birds and the lilies of the field? Don't you know that God who created you cares infinitely more about you than He does them? And if He's taking care of them in such amazing ways, don't you think that He can care for you? And besides that, God knows all your needs. And God is delighted to be able to provide for your needs. He is a heavenly Father. He's like a parent who loves to care for their child. The dad who goes to work, the mom who earns a living, in such large part so they can provide for their family. It is worth it to them. Is it not even more worth it to our Heavenly Father to care for us? And He has all the power and all the ability to do so. So Jesus is saying, it's not just ignore these things or try to talk yourself into not worrying about them, but focus on the one who can take care of it for you. Isn't it better to go there to have your needs met than to spend all time worrying and being anxious about having to do all this on your own? And how you're going to do it and when you're going to do it and how it's all going to work out? Focus on His kingdom. Make it your primary concern. God knows your concerns about these other things. Allow Him to be taking care of it. And the primary concern, Jesus says, not here directly, but certainly in many other parts of His teaching, and He really summarizes this way, the primary concern of the kingdom of God is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and it's to love your neighbor as yourself. That's the primary concern of God. You say, well, if I shouldn't be concerned about all these things, what should I be concerned about? Well, Jesus says, let me summarize that for you in this way. Love God and love your neighbor. It's later in the Gospel of Matthew that Jesus is talking actually about the end time judgment. And He said that there would be basically two groups of people there. And to one group, Jesus will say, He said, took care of the hungry and the thirsty and the naked and the sick and the people in prison. When you saw that, when you saw people in need, you went and you cared for them. You gave them. You helped them. And why did they do that? Because their primary concern was for the kingdom of God. See, they will say to Jesus, Jesus is saying, and later on in Matthew, they'll say to me, well, when did we ever see you needy? Because Jesus said, whenever you did it for one of the least of these, you have done it for me. Well, Jesus, I never ran into you. I did run into a needy person, and I did take care of a sick person. I did visit someone who was in prison. Yes, I did those things, but I never saw you. I mean, you're in heaven, right? No, Jesus said, no, you're doing it for me. Because your primary concern is for the things of the kingdom. And of course, the other group of people were the ones who were so concerned about their own stuff, who their primary concern is about their own life and what they will eat and what they will drink, what they will wear, and when they are sick, and about their own imprisonment, whatever kind of imprisonment it may be in this life, that they had no time, they had no real interest, no real concern. Their focus, their sight, was not on the needy. They had all grown dim because they were so focused on themselves. And Jesus says, because you neglected them, you neglected me. Our primary concern needs to be on the kingdom of God. And the primary concern of the kingdom of God is loving God and loving one another. We can think of it this way also, that we have in our open hand all that God provides for us on an ongoing basis. And God asks us to hold it in an open hand so that His Holy Spirit has the opportunity to say to us, there is someone in need. Are you willing to share a part of what God has given you to help them? And if our primary concern is the kingdom of God, not what's in our hand, we're glad for it, we're aware of it, but we're not just staring at it and hoping it doesn't just float away, becoming obsessed with it. Rather, we say, God, it's yours. My concern is on you, not on it. And God says, can you take a little of that and share it? I would like to love this person through you. And an open hand says, yes, this is available to you. Because, see, there is another posture that God allows. It's this posture, where we take whatever we have in this life and we hold it in a closed fist. And we say, this is mine. And no one gets to do anything with it for any reason except for me. That includes you, God. I am focused on it. I am working hard to keep it secure. I don't want to lose it. I worked hard for it. It's mine. And I'm working hard to bless my own life by what I have, using what is in my hand for me. And God allows this. He's not going to force open your hand. But in allowing this, a closed fist, what is God unable to do? He's unable to put anything more in it. For only those whose hands are open to God are able to be blessed by God with more. But those who close their fist to God, God says, then I, unfortunately, as far as my blessings are concerned, are closed to you. You're not the ones that Jesus talked about, like the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. Not because God is being vengeful, but because God doesn't force this. If we go like this, God says, okay, that's your choice. And so Jesus says we have a decision to make. Because when we live this way, we live in worry and anxiety. Maybe worried about God forcing himself on us, taking away our choice to live this way. We worry about what's in our hand. Ooh, is it still there? How am I going to use it? How am I going to get more when I need it? And so on and so forth. These are all things that cause worry and anxiety. And Jesus says, live like this. Make His kingdom your primary concern, not what's in your hand. Open it up to God. And guess what God will do? God will take care of all of these earthly things, and He will provide everything that you need. So, don't worry about these things. God's got it. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wisdom of Jesus. And these words are so wonderful because it's not just words of don't, as like don't worry, don't be anxious, but He helps us to understand why we don't need to be. First, because of the goodness of God, who has already proven Himself able to take care of the birds and the flowers and many other, of course, examples we can give from nature and just the way in which God has created the world. And then Jesus says that God loves you infinitely more than he loves birds and flowers. And so be assured that your Heavenly Father will care for you. And then he goes on to, from that and says, and so the way that you can open yourself up to God's care, the way that you can keep worrying and anxiety from causing you to hold on to things that, God really wants to provide in such wonderful ways, more abundantly than we can even imagine, is by focusing on what he desires and what is most important to him, which is captured in the word love, so that we may use these things in an open hand for the sake of others, trusting God that, as we give, it won't be that we have less. In many ways, we will have more. Certainly, we won't have worry, anxiety about the things that we do have. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you have given to us in your Son. And we pray that we may live this very practical teaching that we have received today through your word in such ways that our worry and anxiety may begin to lessen as we keep our eyes more fully on you. The things of earth will grow strangely dim. What a wonderful day it will be when we look around and we say, you know, I just realized I hadn't even worried about this for quite a while now. What a wonderful place to be. Lord, these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.